Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to On The Record with Chloe B, where I invite celebrities on to tell their truth behind the headlines. You can listen every Monday at 6 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube.
Today, I'm joined with a much anticipated guest. I know you guys have been going mad. You all want Safi. Safi here.
The one and only.
And she's here.
I've made a late arrival.
You have? Yeah. I thought, same, some of the best till last.
Yeah.
So I'm joined with Saffron. So if you guys don't know Saffron, Saffron is one of my closest friends and also one of my co-stars on TOWIE. So me and Saff have been friends for nearly five years now.
I get so many compliments and questions about my teeth. I had composite bonding at the Lovely Tooth Club. They have offers on each month and you can pay monthly. They're based all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. So many of the team from TOWIE and Love Island have been there. Check them out on Instagram, Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe10 for an extra discount. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for being my official sponsors of On The Record with Chloe B.
Is it that long?
It is that long, Seth.
Longer than that.
It's nearly 5 years. It's coming
like
up to...
a sentence. Like.
Yeah.
It's been a life sentence.
It's coming up to 5 years. So when I first met Saffron, I was 18. Can you believe that?
How old was I then? 26.
Yeah.
8, 9, 10. Yeah. 26.
26.
Oh, I was a terror at 26.
We have got so many laughs. A lot of people did ask as well, though, before we go into your background, if we actually knew each other before TOWIE. How did we know each other? It's a funny story, actually.
So the story is, Dad... obviously he's a black cabbie. Yeah. Mum was a black cabbie at the time. Yeah. They used to rank up together at City Airport.
Yeah.
So Dad comes strolling in one day, goes, there's a new girl on the firm. I went, what do you mean? He went, yeah, there's a new gang coming on. You'll know about it. I'm going, have you got that right? He was like, yeah, definitely. Young lot coming on. I know her mum. So I went, oh, like, all right, they must obviously are coming on. So she rang your mum.
Yeah.
And I said some really words of wisdom. I said, don't let it go to your head. And just stay grounded. It can be fickle, the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll see you soon, Sam. Me and Chloe are coming on. And yeah. I went, yeah, all right, it'll be a laugh. Yeah. And then that was it.
So Saffron was my first friend on TOWIE, actually. Yeah. The first person... I was speaking about this with Kelsey, actually, on the last episode. So our first day where we met everyone was at the launch day, wasn't it? So that's where I met you, at Sheesh.
Yeah.
And I feel Saff come over to me straight away. She made me feel really welcome.
I was with you all night. We've got the photos.
All night. We've got pictures. I'm, like, basically sat on her lap. Yeah. And I just first met Saffron. So for anyone wondering if we knew each other before TOWIE, that is how we knew each other. So I did want people to find out a little bit more about you, because I feel like, you know, you've been on TOWIE for a long time now. You always bring your full self to TOWIE and you've always got amazing things to talk about. But I do feel like people don't really know you before TOWIE. And I feel like you started when you was 26, so you weren't as young as I was.
Yeah.
People haven't necessarily grown up with you because you had a life completely before it. So could you just tell us a little bit about what you did before TOWIE?
So before TOWIE, God, what didn't I do? Well, basically, I left school, went into social working. Then I thought, do you know what? It ain't the right time. Too young. So then I went up to London, done a city job, worked for me, bored as anything.
Mm.
No offence to anyone that taps on that keyboard, but I was going absolutely insane. So what I used to do is I'd pretend I'm sick, like they can't do anything now, but I'd go, oh, I'm sick today. Or at lunch, I'd go, I ain't feeling too well. I'd get on the train, back to my mates, laugh me head off about it and go, I can't do this anymore. And it was really corporate as well. I worked for really corporate companies. I can't talk corporate.
Nah.
And then one day, the boss went to me, oh, my children, the nanny are dropping them. Can you look after them? And I thought, are you sure?
Yeah, they're
taking
my job. Yeah,
that's what I went and trained in. So I thought, nah. And then at the time, me and Gemma were good friends. So basically, back in the day, I was really on the scene. So when I was younger, obviously everyone was out all the time. The Sugar Up was big, Nubar was big, Faces were big. So we was all out. So I knew a lot of the OGs, the original cast.
I always found that so interesting because like Saffron's got really amazing stories that she tells. Yeah. And like she mentions like cast members that she wasn't on the show with, but she was friends with. So I love hearing your story. She's always like, yeah, like you was always sort of there in the background anyway. And I feel like people don't necessarily know that. Like you literally knew everyone because she was just on the scene. Obviously you was friends with Gemma and you just knew loads of people.
I was on the scene and Gemma's best friend at the time was my neighbour. So as Gemma used to do her usual rat-a-tat-tat, come in, oh let's go out. So we started going out all the time, and then Billy and Sam I grew up with, they were Billy and Sam I grew up with, their uncle was my dad's best man. So we was all close, all knew each other. And then I knew Fern. I was really close with Fern. I'd done a bit on Fern's show for her. We went to Marbella. So there was a lot of history there. But what was funny, and how we always laugh at this, is I did have a massive kickoff behind the scenes before I joined Towie with the cast.
Of course you did.
This is an exclusive coming up. Wait for it. So I go to a show day. It was when Gemma and Bobby were dressed up as the, what was that party?
Was it like it was a theme party.
Theme party. And they were all in their jewels and that. And Gemma said, come on, I'm just going to do a scene. And this is what she was like. We'll go to the, what,
I'm
we'll going to
do
there.
A quick scene.
I'm doing a quick scene. It was an event day. I didn't know no different.
They're there all day, by the
all
way.
All day. So I turn up there. And at the time I was good friends with Lewis. What was his name? Lewis Blore. I was good mates of him at the time. So I was sitting there chatting to him. Yeah, blonde Lewis. They're all blonde. And I was writing it, and it was when everyone was about all the characters. So the boys were having a right laugh. And then I thought, oh, I'll just sit here, buy me time.
I know. I wish anyway, we could do that now. Like, just bring friends to event days.
That you used to be able to bring mates as like the like invited guests back then. So I was like enjoying myself. All of a sudden, I heard this shouting.
Yeah.
So I've gone in the room, and it's James. And Danielle starting on Gemma.
Was it, you all right, Gem? Yeah. No, not really.
No, not really. What, you ill?
So you was there for, what's up, you ill?
Yeah, I was there, front seat. Well, it all got a bit out of hand and I started chasing Danielle around the room.
Oh, no.
So they rang me the next day and they went, look, just to let you know, like, that can't be happening. Like, you can't be doing things like that. Gemma rang me, she went, all family and friends banned.
Oh, so when I said it's a bit of a shame we can't invite family and friends. Thanks, Saffron.
Yeah, it's me. And one of the execs will tell you that story.
That is so funny. She's told me that story and I do find it so hilarious.
So there's that. And then I started working with Gemma in the shop. So we used to be out in Brentwood. Another story, I went to Marbella for my birthday and Towie were filming out there at the time.
Yeah.
So I hid in the villa, the Miss Big Villa, and they found me. Yeah, they found me downstairs. We just had...
So you was always sort of in the background.
I was always in the background because some people that I was friends with had no boundaries at the time. So they would come on, this all go out. So we'd be out all night long in newscaf.
Yeah.
They'd go, come back to the villa, we're having a party.
Yeah.
And then like people would like, they'd all menace each other. They'd get pots and pans and like ding them over Bobby and Gemma's head and all of that. And it was just the right laugh. So that was sort of the backstory of it. Kate Wright at the time.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I'm now third name was my good mate. They approached her when, funny enough, we were in Mexico when she got the call about it. So I said, look, like, you've got to do it. And then I was with someone for 10 years. So I'd been asked before that. And then I thought, you know what? No, I'm not taking my relationship on there.
Was that the reason why you didn't go on there then? If you wasn't in a relationship, would you have gone on sooner?
Yeah, I think if I weren't seriously settled down and weren't thinking about moving forward, having kids and all of that, I was like 20... 24, 25, but I'd been with him since I was 15.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the next step with that person. So I thought, oh, do you know what? I don't really want to mess it up and go on a show, which at the time I didn't know if was healthy for a relationship.
It's hard, isn't it? When you've got a relationship off the show.
Yeah.
People love to have a relationship, well, the producers, they like it when we've got a relationship on the show. Of course, it can show our full side of us and, you know.
And I was worried if they brought it on the show, would it go wrong? But to be honest, he would have done anything for a bit of clout. So, yeah.
He would have gone wrong.
Yeah, so it would have gone terribly wrong. And he would have been sliding in someone else's DMs. And I just thought, nah, I just ain't going to put myself in that position.
Nah.
And then he did slide in my sister's best mate's DM. And I walked into Turkish Seam. I went like that with a load of salt stuff in his head. So it happened anyway.
So probably it would have been better if you did do it on camera.
No.
He would have loved it. Are you joking?
No, he would have loved it. He came on camera later on in the city when I joined.
I think, yeah, was that the one who wrote you a letter?
Yeah, 4-page letter.
Saffron, I don't know what it is about, like, Saffron and her mates, but life. They're very, like, you know, like, I remember sitting around there and, like, a mate was like, I've got a letter here. Like, yeah. And it's very casual. Like, yeah. But if I wrote a 4-page letter, I know that Kelsey or someone would be like, are you all right? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But you lot, it's quite normal.
Brenda sent me a lovely card, didn't they? Big letter.
Yeah.
I've had loads of letters.
And you know what she does as well? She goes, read it to me.
Yeah, read it to me. I can't read it.
So I've loved it.
I can't handle it.
So anyway, can you now tell me how you ended up deciding to go on Towie? So obviously, friends with Gemma, you're working together, is that right?
Working together, I was managing her shop. Yeah. We had a right laugh, best of mates, like sisters, mm-hmm. practically lived in each other's pockets. Mm-hmm. I was single now. Mm-hmm. So we go to back to Marbella, the mm-hmm. haunt, and do Diva España,
Her
first show.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, there was... production that I got on really well with from Towie, and they said, look, we love the dynamics between your relationship. You tell her how it is. She was sitting in bed refusing with a pair of sunglasses. I told her to get up and said, you're not Mariah Carey. I said, we've got to go work. Because we was opening a shop out there. That was why I was there.
Yeah.
So we was doing a capsule collection of her stuff. Anyway, 2 weeks later, they called me. I'm now in the social services. So if you didn't know, I used to work with children social services, so it's a lot of the family support for a different borough. And I was doing that for 3 years, absolutely loved it. But I got a holiday, a 6-week holiday, and that's when I got the call.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, look, so I rang my manager at the time and I said, listen, I've been given this opportunity. It ain't going to keep coming to my door. I'm going to take it.
How many times did you turn down Towie before you did it?
Twice. So I said, look, it's not going to keep coming. I'm in a better position now. I think I'm going to just go as supporting. It was just supporting cast mm-hmm. for Gemma at that time. Anyway, so...
I feel like it often starts like that, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like, see if you like it. It's going to be a couple of weeks, see whatever. And that was it. The rest is history. Mm-hmm. I stayed, she left. And that was it. And then I carried on the show.
Do you think that it sort of bothers you? Like, because obviously I remember when we first started, like, you was often, like, compared to Gemma or just Gemma's friend. But obviously from talking to you now, like, you have multiple opportunities to join and you're actually friends with a lot of the original cast. Is that one thing that bothers you? Just being like, oh, Shantae, because of Gemma? That's not the case actually at all.
Well, I think you've done a detrimental damage to me there. Hold your
breath. No.
Yeah.
No.
I think you took to Twitter at the time and said I was a B-Tech Gemma Collins. Probably didn't go down too well for me. It hit every headline. But other than that, listen, look.
I don't just say that.
No, she's gone there. No, listen. The similarities between me and Gemma, both curvy girls, both blonde, both loud, both say it how it is, and both stir the pot.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of similarities there. At the time, we were inseparable, so you always bounce off of someone, and we've got similar personalities. That's why we got on so well.
Mm.
Does it get to me on social media? It's boring. Mm. I find it very boring and relentless. It's the same old thing. Because I think...
Do you still get it quite often?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like now and again, or if I perform and say on Towie, I've told someone something. Mm. And they go, oh, here she goes, the Gemma from Wish. But it's funny. It's hysterical. I
want to apologise if I've had any part to play in that.
Yeah, massive party, actually.
But, it was a long time ago. Yeah. We will delve into our argument
Yeah, people are waiting for it.
Obviously, you know, you are curvy. Yeah. And I feel like, do you ever find that quite hard being on Towie and being curvy? Not because I know you're the most competent person and you always look stunning, but I feel like majority of girls on the show are tiny. Do you know what I mean? And even sometimes I'm not exactly as skinny as the other girls. And sometimes I feel like a bit out of place sometimes. Do you find it hard sometimes?
No.
No.
I never have. But I've never been someone to compare myself from a young age. Mm-hmm. I think if you are insecure and you're... The away trips, it's different because mm-hmm. you think, oh, actually, now I've got to get in swimwear. Mm-hmm. And
I hate the away trips. I'm sorry.
We've got to be parading around and all of that. But I've never been slim. I've never desired to be slim. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was about a size 12 to 14 when I started the show. Ideally, I'd like to get back to that. Mm-hmm. But life happens, don't it? I weren't very well, obviously. Do you know what? It all went downhill after I had the miscarriage. Mm-hmm. I think I hit a bit of depression. Then my thyroid was all over the place. That didn't help. So, listen, it is what it is. Yes, I always get, that is the insult I get. I'll bore off. You fact this, the fact that, listen, that words don't hurt me.
Yeah. Do you think there's a lack of representation for curvier women in the industry, or do you feel like there's loads of representation?
I think there's a lot of how do I say that word?
Representation.
Well, it's gone on it. I think there's a lot of representation for curvy women in the influencing world. I think on social media, they're at the height of that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've just started a clothing brand and it's from a size 12 up. Mm-hmm. Could there be more on reality TV? Maybe, yeah. I don't watch the other reality shows like the Made in Chelsea and that. So I haven't actually seen, is there curvy girls on there? But there's not many.
Yeah.
And the curvy girls that are in the industry, you know them.
I've got to be honest, like, I just filmed a show right to wear a bikini constantly and even that threw me off. Do you know what I mean? I was like a bit like, oh my God, like these girls are walking around in thongs and like, you know, just not an inch of cellulite on their body as well, might I add. And I'm sitting there, you know, I have got cellulite and I was thinking, oh my God, like I'm just expected to wear a thong. And listen, everyone behind the scenes are amazing and everyone's like, hey, wear what you want. But I feel like it's a pressure you put in your own mind. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, like.
And you're that bit younger as well. And that's what all the girls are doing at your age, aren't they?
They're like wearing thongs.
When I'm about 31, don't know if a thong's for me anymore.
I reckon people would pay a lot to see you in a thong, to be honest.
All right. I'll start getting the air. I'll turn up on the new series, thong. Yeah, ain't a bad idea.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, she's wearing a thong. She's wearing a thong on
you,
the beach.
You and Barley in a thong.
Barley in the thong.
You have to send me a picture.
Oh, yeah. I'll be taking snaps.
So what I want to talk about is your journey on TOWIE. So I feel like throughout TOWIE, you've always spoke about really important things, to be honest with you. Yeah, we've had our arguments and we will touch on that. But I feel like a lot of the time, like, you know, some characters just turn up and they have their arguments and they go home. But I feel like you've used your time on TOWIE and, you know, you're still on it to really speak about important things like relationships. Why did you make that decision to speak about wanting a relationship or being single?
Do you know what, Chloe? I think it just, my storyline sort of went that way. I think I'd had a really bad run of it with men. It ain't no new news. I was with someone for a very long time, met someone, thought he was going to be the love of my life, thought I was going to marry him and have children. It didn't go that way. Mm-hmm. So I was on such a tunnel vision of that happening for me. I've always been a relationship person. And then I found myself at 29, single, homeless, on the floor, COVID hit. And I thought, shit, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know if the show's coming back. We've gone into COVID.
No, we didn't, did we? Yeah, it's terrible, like,
What direction was my career going to take? I'd walked away from what I'd known as my job, my income. Obviously, I was in the real world before this industry. Mm-hmm. The real world can be very, very, very hard. Mm. Like, getting back into it, especially, where was I going to go? No one was taking on people and all that. So I sort of had a bit of a breakdown. I suppose it was a breakdown in my life and I was suffering panic attacks and all of that stuff come with it. And I thought to myself, if there's one...
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I didn't have anyone to speak to because the situation I was in, I couldn't really talk about it. Everyone was lost in this bubble of the COVID thing. Mm. It went on for a couple of years. And then when I come back on the show, lo and behold, I'm turning 30. Mm. 30 sounded so daunting to me and such a big thing, because everyone I knew at 30 was settled down. They're having kids. I've got a massive group of close friends, about 20 of us. They've all got children, bar about 3 of us.
Yeah.
They were all moving on with their chapter. There was no mate to go out with and act a fool in London all weekend and laugh about it on the Monday.
Except for me, but we weren't really talking.
We weren't really talking at the time. You weren't around at this meltdown. That's when I started going to the deer, though, and started going home bargains. I found therapy in that. So, yeah, I started looking inward a bit, calming down, slowing down and thinking, God, what do you want? And then, obviously, I come back to, we went back on the show, and my reality was, I was a single woman at 30.
Mm-hmm.
What the dream is meant to be and the pressure around that age and the society, you're believed to follow a timeline, and my timeline weren't matching up, and I started panicking. And I think I couldn't hide it. I was crying on the show. I was getting tearful. I was talking to people about it. I was saying, like, I'm single. I need to find love and all that. Actually, now I've come to a point where I'm not ready for the relationship, which is bizarre. But I think it took me so long to get out of that. You're in a relationship.
On the Record with Chloe B is exclusively sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out, as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, the Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe10 for an extra discount.
Yeah, so when I've gone back to the show, like, Georgia and Tommy were my good friends at the time. Georgia fell pregnant. She was getting engaged. Like, things were happening for people around me. So I thought to myself, well, I can't hide what's going on in my life. Tawie are asking me. I'm trying to keep it together. You would never, before that time, you never really heard me talk about personal stuff to me. I would always be the advice giver. Someone would come to me with their problems and I'd say maybe about what I've been through, experience, but I would never let the guard down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the miscarriage had happened in the 2020, and I think we went back in that year sometime, and I think it started, I had a reading on Tawie, I think, and it was mentioned a bit about children, and I think that's when I sort of started letting the guard down. And at the end of the day, I sat there and I thought, you know what, this is empowering for people, because there's so many women, and the biggest response I've ever had on Tawie in the whole 5 years I was on there was that.
So
my DMs went mental for about 3 days, and then weeks and weeks and weeks, and still when it was my 30th, like, so many women felt empowered that I was openly speaking out. People never want to admit, one, that they're lonely, two, that they might be going through something that's sort of like unheard of. Girls either talk and they're like, oh, like, yeah, I'm dating this one. A lot of girls, I was never going to go on them dating apps, so no. I thought, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
meet a kid in a bar, like, they're too young for me. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's all younger, the generation going out. So I think that was why I did it.
So the response that you got, was it people thanking me,
like, people in tears saying, like, we're in tears, like, we've watched your story, feeling exactly the same, like, we feel the pressure going up to it, we've not got all, what's it, our eggs in the rye, is it,
duck think,
in the
rye, what's that saying? I think as well, what makes Tawie so good is that it is our real lives, and they do give us the platform to speak about these things. I feel like we're never really pushed into it, but you obviously come to the producers and said, this is what I'm going through right now. And I feel like, you know, with certain shows like Love Island, I love them, don't get me wrong, I love them, but for everyone, it's not entirely realistic. You meet someone and within 3 weeks you're in love with them. It's just not. And I feel like you showing that and saying, listen, I'm 30, I'm not where I wanted to be, but this is where I am, is so amazing. And you did briefly touch on as well your miscarriage. So this is something that you made the decision to speak about last year, actually. So I've been your friend for years. I don't think I knew anything about it.
So the miscarriage, it weren't public knowledge for a long time. Mm-hmm. It was 3-4 years ago. Are we 2020? Yeah, 24. It was four years ago this time.
Okay.
So I didn't talk about it, but had to go through it. And what happened was, I'll tell you the story briefly. So I felt sick, done a pregnancy test. It was over the Christmas period. Couldn't do anything for me, couldn't be seen, didn't know how far I was, So I went to a clinic and they said, there is no baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what you're going on about, is showing I'm pregnant, I feel pregnant, I know that I'm not right. We're like, come back in a week, it might be too early. Went back in a week with my partner at the time, and they said, you need to go to Queen's Hospital, we need to check you internally. So I thought, all right, went there, And then they said, oh, you've had a miscarriage. It's a blighted ovum. So the miscarriage was still inside me. So we're going to have to operate on you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I think any miscarriage, any way you have it, obviously is terrible, and it impacts people's mental health and whatever, and emotions rise that you'd never know would have rose. Like, at the time, I weren't talking of having children, but when you got it given to you, you take every blessing.
Of course.
And so I went through the operation and that, and then 3 weeks later, I was single. Mm-hmm. And that was when I fell on the floor. And then it happened to be that a charity does a lot of work called this Tommy's, and it's for early loss awareness, baby loss and all of that. So I worked a bit with them, and that is when I publicly spoke out what I'd been through. But it took time. It takes time to speak out about that. I was never going to go and do that as a storyline, because I wasn't mentally stable enough to do that and cover that, because I had a lot going on at the time. But listen, I'd love to be a mum one day. People ask me all the time, do you want children? Of course I do. Mm-hmm. But at this time in my life, I'm really focusing on myself. I believe it's God willing, and it's a blessing when it happens. And when it don't, I believe your time will always come.
Mm-hmm. I would say as well, like, I'm going to say, I feel like you are an example of an amazing influencer, because you use your following for good and also to raise awareness about things. Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know,
I've done the London Marathon. Let's laugh about that.
She did do the London Marathon.
I've done the London Marathon. It was for an amazing cause.
She's always doing something for a good cause, yeah. Saffron. Saffron has always got a good cause.
I'm the person of the people.
She really is. Like, you know, she ran the London Marathon.
I crawled the London Marathon across the line with a minion.
So someone was wearing a minion costume, yeah, and you crossed
and they same time as me. That poor bloke, because it that video took
when
as long.
I first met Sam, so I remember that. What did you do the marathon for?
The Sammy Joe Brandon Foundation. So my friend lost their life to breast cancer. So the team done the marathon for that, but they laugh at me still, the team. It was funny at the time, because they went, have you trained? I said, I wore a Chinese last night. I didn't wear my trainers in, but it was mental willpower. That's what I have got. I'm strong-minded with things.
Yeah, and she's always got something going on. Like, I even remember, I want to touch on our fallout, but I remember before our fallout, when I was so young, I remember being annoyed at Saffron, but being invited to a soup kitchen. So I'm packaging things. Yeah. And going, thanks for inviting me to this soup kitchen.
I'm calling you the Baby Grinch.
Soup kitchen. I said, no, it's not the time, Saff.
You're annoyed with me. I'm
really annoyed at Saffron. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I had her up the homeless house in Romford, packing packages for Christmas.
Which obviously was amazing to do, but I was very annoyed at Saffron. Yeah, so I was like,
out in the cold.
Yeah,
red
I wasn't annoyed you because of that. I was annoyed. We was falling out. Oh, we was mid about to fall out. Yeah. So
one of the times.
When I did post about Saffron coming on, a lot of people did ask about our falling out. I feel like people still talk about it now.
Yeah, they
do.
People are sometimes shocked that we're friends. That's what makes me laugh. People say, how have you ended up back mates?
Well, the thing is, a lot of the producers, obviously, we've worked with these people for like 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So people do come, like, you know, we become really friendly with them. And I remember one of our producers going, if I ever leave, it would be my leaving wish to see you make up with Saffron. And I'd go, not a chance.
Yeah, never. That never happened.
Do you feel like it's one of the things you regret on how we are falling out? I'm glad that we did, because I feel like we're a lot stronger now. We're friends again.
I think I regret how we fell out, but at the time, I think the age showed. I think you were young, carefree. I was that bit more mature coming out of the back end of that stuff. So
drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've just been in a relationship, do you know what I mean?
I was giving you advice as a sister, but my sisters don't talk to me half the time, Clive. So I don't expect no different.
Yeah.
Poppy and Sasha, they go, yeah, we're not listening to you today. So I was doing that, and I think it come across harsh.
Yeah.
And then you didn't want to hear, but things were happening behind the scenes. And then I thought, nah, I'm going to have to tell her. And I told you, and obviously...
What was it, the dream? The dream. been having dreams about Harry Lee.
I don't think that come out though, did it?
It did. Oh,
did
it?
Oh, did I say that?
Is it the same? You went to me, but having dreams about Harry Lee. Oh, I went, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. That's when it got spiteful, didn't it?
I will never, ever forget. It's one of my funny moments, and we do laugh. Me, I had a fedora hat on and a jumpsuit and an umbrella, and I was bouncing up and down.
That was in Chelmsford. Yeah. I had a tracksuit on, trainers, walking through Chelmsford, minding my own business with Bobby at the time. Bobby was like a referee and quivering at the sideline, fuming that
you don't
he'd
like
been put in the situation.
Like
fuming
drama.
With me that he'd been put there. Claire, I loved at the time. She'd been brought in with you. That was terribly. That was
my
a terrible
poor
scenario.
My poor mum. She was
and
sad.
Everyone went in on me because they were like, how dare you speak to someone in front of their mum?
But it was hard because what people didn't realise is Saffron and my mum were really close.
We were mates, and Claire felt more my age because she's young, your mum, and yeah. She? Like young in herself. So Claire felt more my age. We used to chat on the level, and then there was you, the little teenager really gunning, and she had that umbrella
and
all
bouncing
of a sudden,
it up and
yeah,
down.
Like
I was
that.
Going, I will do what I want, and I was, let's be honest, I was in the wrong. Yeah. I was in the wrong.
Wipe that smirk off your face. Don't tell me to wipe that smirk off your face. And then you went, and I went, you've just chucked an umbrella.
Well, what actually happened was, is I've stormed off and I've thrown the
chucked
umbrella.
On the floor.
I've thrown the umbrella out of anger, but she's gone, she's chucked an umbrella at me, and I haven't. Yeah. It was nowhere near her.
And then we both charged into the building after, and one of us got on the escalator as well.
After the scene, people were standing and watching at this point,
people
by the way.
People
were filming,
yeah.
It was terrible. And me and Saffron have then both marched into the same building and then had to pass each other on the escalators. But we're very conscious of, obviously, people are now recording us. So we're both just
silent,
looking at each other like...
That was one of the arguments.
Chip Shop was a good one.
Why did Chip Shop happen?
I think I've been writing stuff about you on social media.
So
random of me.
So we haven't sorted it out from part one. No. Oh, so this was a carry-on.
Part two was the chip shop.
Oh, yeah, we never crossed paths from the umbrella again, did we? They kept us apart.
Stayed away. And then, obviously, I used to done that quite recently. I get myself wound up, and then I read things, and I post it online.
Yeah.
So I'm like... You know, I don't know who she thinks she is.
I got
is.
A crystal out. She called me
Mystic Meg.
Mystic Meg.
Yeah, I did used to do that. And I do, I take full accountability. Yeah. I apologise.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But we've had an argument outside the chip shop. That was a good one.
Yeah.
What was it? Brentwood.
You think you're
in Hollywood?
We ain't in Hollywood. We're in Brentwood. No, what would you lost in, weren't it?
Yeah, what would you
something
lost
like
in?
That. Yeah. We're in Brentwood.
And there's a photo of me, which does make me laugh.
We're at the post.
I'm doing that at Saffron.
We're at the post. We're at the post, outside the post office, Royal Mail depot. We're at the depot, and I'm looking across, and I'm going... It was COVID.
She was trying
at the time.
To calm
We're
down.
Two metres away.
She had a visor on.
She's almost had a visor on because I wouldn't wear a mask, right? And they were they said put the visor on, and she's going to me in this row. She's now chucking things at me about loungewear, the embargoes. And I'm looking at her.
It's like I was picking up random things.
Where has this come from in your mind? But they don't. I
you went to me, you've gone mad.
Yeah. you've gone crazy. What is coming on here?
You've gone crazy.
Neither of us would say hello to each other, so we had to make our orders separate because we were having to do social distancing.
It's often, I'm going to tell you a little behind the scenes, often what happens is, if there's an argument on Towie, you have to confront each other somehow.
Yeah.
And often, people are quite stubborn and don't want to confront each other. So
and
it's
some,
like,
someone
someone's
got
be someone,
the first person
someone's
to got to
be
over.
The bigger person and say, listen, I'll walk over.
Yeah.
Neither of us was doing that.
Neither of us.
So we had to both cross paths casually at a chip shop.
They planted, I went in, ordered, you went in, ordered, and
chicken
they planted us outside. And they said, wait for your food outside then because of the thing. So I've looked at her, she's looked at me, and she's gone, you're right. I went, When you,
I think
no,
I looked
really.
Away at first.
Yeah,
I see Saffron
not really. And I looked and I thought, where is this going? But basically, that ended up really bad.
Yeah.
It was fireworks then.
Yeah. But I think as well, how we ended up making up is, I think people think often with Towie arguments, and often in my case, when I argue with people, I don't really make up. That's just how it goes. But I feel like because me and Saffron had such a genuine friendship and we've been through quite a lot together, you know, Saffron was going through things in her life. I was going through things in mine that I didn't speak about. You know, like when I was younger, I had a boyfriend that would cheat on me all the time.
Yeah.
And like, I would go around Saffron's and just sit on the sofa and cry, you know, and people didn't see these things.
No, and when I always say it, when I first went through what I went through, Chloe did come in knocking on the door with a plant from M&S with flowers, and she come in, and I was telling her about it, and you had that book out at the time. What was that book you were telling me to read?
Why Men Love Bitches, it was.
And you were going, I'm going through this, Why Men Love Bitches, brilliant book, and I'm looking at you at the brink, shaking.
I'm going to you.
Crying, and she's going to me, this is the book, it's going to change your life. And I thought, I've just lost everything. I've got nine cases around me on the floor.
Nine suitcases, sorry.
And she went,
there's 19-year-old me.
She's going, what's gone on? And I'm going, can you believe it? And all that. So there was a lot of history there that people didn't know about behind the scenes. And obviously you don't get to see all of that. So, I remember when it was Christmas special. It was one of the Christmas. Yeah. It was Christmas special, weren't it?
It was when we was all like filming in sort of like a barn, wasn't we? And I remember you were sat there, and we just sort of, there'd be times obviously at filming it's very awkward when you're not speaking to someone, but often, you know, you can find it quite easy to sound completely different sides of the venue. Often the venues are quite big, they're like wedding venues, you know, they're massive, but this one was quite small, and me and Saffron ended up sitting next to each other. We was like, that hello.
And at the time, you were friends with Girl Band. I didn't see eye to eye with them. I weren't really talking to them. Chloe Meadows, I always was civil with, but the other two I didn't speak to a lot and all of that. So I think that was hard for you because you were still close with them at the time. Mm-hmm. And we sort of spoke through conversation, didn't we? But then that day we did speak a bit.
Mm.
And I think you'd been on Celebs Go dating.
Mm-hmm. I think
I asked you about that, and that was it. And then it's from there we sort of started slowly speaking, didn't we?
Yeah, and then we made up. I decided I'd missed a TOWIE holiday. Shocker, it's weird because I seem to sometimes miss them, but
get lost on the way. Yeah, really, really strange.
I'd lost my passport again, and I'd missed the Dominican. So I come back and I was like, you know what? I really want to make up with Saffron. So I
come with the chips,
got some chips around. I thought I never got them. I don't know if she did, but I'll drop them off to her 3 years later.
And she ate them.
I ate them in the car. Yeah, Saffron.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So she came to the doorstep, and I was really shocked because they told me I was getting a parcel at the time. So I'm waiting.
I was a little parcel.
She was surprised. I was waiting for this parcel to turn up, something to do with an event. And I thought, oh, all right. But it was Chloe. So then from then, we started filming a bit.
But I think how our friendship really managed to get back on track, and this is a really funny story. We'll tell one more funny story, and then we will round it off. Thailand. You can't forget Thailand. Because Thailand 23. Last year, it was our first series of last year. I've got to be honest, I was absolutely terrified about going to Thailand. I don't like flying.
You said we were going to China.
I thought we was going to China at one point. I was excited about the holiday, but you've got to think, it's a long time away. I've never really been that far from home. You know, people forget I'm like quite young, been on TOWIE since I was really young. So I've
don't like flying.
I don't like flying, terrified.
I'm terrified of flying.
Who did they put together?
Yeah.
Me and Saffron on a flight.
Yeah.
Holding hands, I was. Every time there was a bit of bumpiness, bearing in mind we're in business class, thank you, TOWIE. But we're bumping up and down, and I'm going, Saff.
They told me, no, let me just set the picture. We're at the airport, tears, case, walking around the airport, pacing.
Three cases.
Yeah, three cases. I've got three cases. What's going on? We're flying to Bangkok. I said, yeah. I said, we've got to fly there. It's how we get there.
It's a connecting flight.
It's a connecting flight. No! I went, all right, Chloe, let's just gather ourselves there. I'm petrified of the flying as well.
She was put, you did pull it together.
But I pulled it together because I'm looking at her again. She's younger, the little sister, I'm looking at her again. And I'm thinking, right, let's just get us in the flight lounge. Just calm. Once she gets in business, she'll realise it ain't as bad.
It was.
Few bumps every now and then. She goes, Saff, what was that?
I chew up.
I'm going, I don't know, I'm not a flight. But by the end of it, I was going,
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water,
but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Do not know. Anyway, we get on the connecting. Ooh. Going to Bangkok, she went, this ain't right, this ain't right. This ain't right, this ain't right. I said, what do you mean ain't right? I'm sitting on the floor, we're going down. I went, going down? going down. I said, oh, she went, you must know. I said, I do not work on an aeroplane, Tommy. I don't know anything.
Screamed at her, why don't you work in aviation? Yeah. Screamed at her, I was so upset.
Yeah, why don't you work in aviation?
Turn up.
You don't work in aviation.
We turned up, we arrived. I'll never forget it. One of the producers gone to me, welcome, so happy. Yeah. You know, they've really put a lot of effort.
Face the funder, both of us. Like we, like
just handed me a glass of Prosecco. I went,
like we've been sent to Jay
with. I went, no. What upstairs crying?
I went, no, enough. I sat in the foyer. I was like this, waiting for the attention to come to me. Where was the drink? And then that was a ball. That was one thing after another, weren't it? Yeah. You started getting friendly with Natalie the Elephant, leaving me out.
Oh, that was hilarious.
She was wearing the black bandana.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Thailand, best holiday in my life. All I did was swan around.
All you did was swish around. If you weren't in a golf buggy going up the hill, you was coming down in one. You had your robe on, you had the pina colada, you was putting on the socials, time in my life, just resting on me own with pina colada. She had exhausted me so much.
I'm not going to talk.
5 days. Black rings under my eyes. I was ringing her, can you do me glam? Can you put some makeup on?
I was doing your glam though.
Yeah,
I was.
To be honest, it was a bit like given, like you give,
she'd give her a pay, I'd do her makeup. Harry was doing her makeup sometimes, but I'd give him a bit of a break sometimes. Yeah. But I'd knock on her door, I'd go, Saf. She'd go,
not tonight.
Not tonight.
No, not tonight. You go, yeah, but let's sit on the balcony and chat about everything. I go, not tonight.
Chat about what? Yeah, drama you've caused.
Yeah, someone's crying
because of me again. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I'll go, yeah, I don't agree with that. And then we start. So
she'd start on me a lot. That's the thing. I don't agree with that. She'd go to me, nah, Chloe, you're out of order. Yeah. I'd go,
it's terrible. And you go,
I'd get really shocked.
No one
else, I'd go,
or you go, you look at me, you go, what? Yeah.
So to round this up, Saf, I just wanted to know, is there anything coming up for you? What have you got going on at the moment? You know, obviously you briefly touched on your clothing brand, which is amazing. What is next for Saffron in 2024
is going to be a good year for me. I've got a feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't really know, I'm just going rolling with it at the minute. But the COVID's going really well. I'd like to do some more TV work.
What's it called? Just for anyone watching, wants to have a little look.
Saffron the Label. Mm-hmm. So that's online.
Any plus size girlies? It ranges from a 12.
12 to a 30. So that's it. And I'm looking forward to going back to the show. I mean, we've been away again a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'll be interested to see what the next series has in store.
Have you got anything you want to touch on next series? Any topics? I know often you talk about relationships.
No, living wild, young and free, Chloe.
Oh, she's wild, young and free.
It's a new gone back. It's a new era.
It's a new era, Saf.
Young, wild and free, baby.
I just wanted to ask one more thing.
Good
one. One more thing. If you could speak to anyone that you feel like has got a misconception of you from watching TOWIE or social media, what would you say about yourself that you'd like people to know about you?
If you don't like it, don't watch me.
Okay, then.
And that's a wrap, baby.
Thank you so much for coming on, Saf.
I've loved it, Chloe.
Have you?
Yeah, you're amazing, aren't you?
Thank you, love.
Yeah. Just rolls off the tongue.
It really does. Yeah. I know, stop talking. thank you for your honesty and for being so open. I know people are going to absolutely love this episode.
So that has been On The Record with Chloe B. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for sponsoring this episode of On The Record with Chloe B. With thanks to Blank Box Studio for their amazing podcast space. If you are looking for anywhere in Essex or near to London where you want to do photo shoots or host your own podcast, make sure you drop them a message via social media. Please comment underneath who you would like to be our next guest, and make sure you catch our next episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube.